5. The 12 Spies. The people of Israel had been walking through the desert for a long time. They had left Egypt, crossed the Red Sea, and now they were close, very close, to the land God had promised to give them. A land flowing with milk and honey, God had said, a good land. But before they went in, Moses chose 12 men, one from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, and sent them to look at the land. Go see what it's like, Moses said. See if the people are strong or weak. See if the cities have walls. See if the land is good for growing things. And bring back some of the fruit. The 12 spies went. They explored the land for 40 days. And the land was incredible. The soil was rich. The fruit was enormous. They cut a single cluster of grapes so big that 2 men had to carry it on a pole between them. They brought back pomegranates and figs, too. When they came back, all 12 agreed on one thing. The land was good. It really did flow with milk and honey. The fruit proved it. But then 10 of the spies said something else. The people who live there are strong. The cities have high walls. And there are giants. We saw them. We felt like grasshoppers next to them. We can't take this land. Fear spread through the camp like fire. People started crying. They said, we should have stayed in Egypt. At least in Egypt we weren't going to die fighting giants. But 2 of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, said something different. They had seen the exact same land, the exact same cities, and the exact same giants. And Caleb stood up and said, we should go up at once and take the land. We can certainly do it. Same facts, same giants, same walls. 10 men looked at the giants and felt like grasshoppers. 2 men looked at the same giants and said, we can do this. The people didn't listen to Joshua and Caleb. They listened to the 10 who were afraid. And because of that, God said that whole generation, except for Joshua and Caleb, would wander in the desert for 40 years and never enter the promised land. Only their children would go in. And Joshua and Caleb, the 2 who weren't afraid, would go in with them. The 10 spies weren't wrong about the giants. The giants were real. The walls were real. But God had promised them the land. Joshua and Caleb believed the promise. The other 10 believed only what they could see. Same facts, 2 conclusions. And the difference was whether God's word counted. When the facts look frightening, the question isn't whether they're real. The question is whether God's promise is bigger. Numbers 13 and 14.